follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report, and visit thedohertyreport.com for news updates, show highlights, podcasts, commentaries, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with Dr. Lori Marino, Executive Director of the Camilla Center for Animal Advocacy and the President and Executive Director of the Whale Sanctuary Project. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
We wanted to talk with you because I've had an ongoing issue, obviously, if you've been following our program. I've had an ongoing issue with SeaWorld about their cetacean program. And what are you trying to do?
Well, what we're trying to do with the Whale Sanctuary Project is simply build a seaside sanctuary for orcas and belugas.
You can't just release them. Is that what you're saying?
Right. If SeaWorld or any other facility were to decide tomorrow that they wanted to end their, you know, marine mammal entertainment, they couldn't just take the animals and dump them in the ocean. And that's especially the case for those who were born in captivity. So
Right. They
really to be a halfway house for them, a place where they can live in a more natural environment, but still be under the care of experts.
That's interesting. Why do you think they can't live in the ocean without some sort of monitoring?
Yes, those who were born in captivity just don't have the skills. They've completely missed that really critical phase in their development where they would be taught how to live, how to survive, how to hunt, how to socialize, and all the important things that they would get from living in a natural social group when they're during their juvenile period. They've missed all that, and they don't have that those skills. So it would be very, very risky for them to be just, you know, dumped into the ocean on the hope that they might survive. They depend upon learning for most of their survival skills. So if they don't have that learning experience, they're not going to be able to survive.
The Whale Sanctuary Project is sponsored by Munchkin, Inc. Who is that?
Munchkin is a baby product company. It's based in California.
Okay.
They make baby toys and baby clothes. And Stephen Dunn, the CEO, has been a big supporter of moving orcas and other marine mammals from captivity to seaside sanctuaries. And we're very fortunate that he's decided to support our particular project.
That's very nice because, I mean, there's a lot of money behind this, right?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And because of his donation and his pledge, we're able to move forward.
How would this move forward? Because SeaWorld, obviously, is, I think, maybe going to be resistant to this idea.
Yes, of course. I think they are currently resistant, but that doesn't mean that that will always be the case.
Right.
And I think that this is a little bit of a catch-22 because right now, any calls to end their captive shows can't really go forward because there's nowhere for these animals to go. So we want to take away that last stumbling block, that last
thing. The last excuse, basically.
The last excuse, essentially, to saying, well, we can't end our shows because there's nowhere to go. They can't survive in the ocean.
Right.
Well, we're going to fill that gap. Then we'll see what they say.
That's excellent. What is your next step?
Well, right now we are in the planning stages. We are heavily involved in site selection. That's a very important part of this whole process
is where
is this going to be. So we've got a big team put together to consider and examine all of the different issues.
If you want some input, I would say Sanibel Captiva would be a great place.
Well, we are looking at cold water facilities.
Okay.
And that's because orcas and belugas are most comfortable in those temperatures. So we are looking along the East Coast and the West Coast. On the East Coast, we're looking up in Maine and in Canada, in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
And on the West Coast, in Washington and the Vancouver Island area.
Vancouver's great, too. Yeah.
So we hope to have a short list of sites by the beginning of next year, and then we'll move forward from there and keep winnowing it down until we get to a site that we think represents the very best possible site for this first sanctuary.
With SeaWorld, they're very resistant, because I've talked with them. They're very resistant to talking about ending their captivity thing. I don't know how how you're going to accomplish that.
I think that that's something that we hope will change. I mean, they already have had to change more than they ever imagined. They've had to.
Oh, yeah. I've been like their worst nightmare for a couple of months now.
And actually, well, what we want to do is, and our approach is this, that the Whale Sanctuary Project mission is simply to build a sanctuary, not to take down SeaWorld or any facility.
No, nobody wants to take down SeaWorld.
Yeah. But what we're hoping is we're basically extending an open invitation to SeaWorld and these other places to say, if in the future, when you find that you need to change your business model for whatever reason, please consider coming to us and sitting at the table and discussing this. And
oh, they're going to change your business model for sure.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we have to build it first in order to for them to take us seriously, and we will be building it, and we will. And so, you know, again, we hope that at some point when they need to, they'll sit down and talk to us, and we'll be open to talking with them.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Lori Marino, Executive Director of the Camilla Center for Animal Advocacy and the President and Executive Director of the Whale Sanctuary Project. You know, there's also the discovery thing where people swim with the dolphins in Orlando.
Yes.
What about that?
Well, we are not planning on housing dolphins, and the reason that is because there are other efforts underway, both in North America and in Europe, that will be developing facilities to house dolphins. And we are certainly concerned about them. I mean, none of these animals do well in these kinds of facilities. None of them can thrive in marine parks and aquaria. So we are hoping that once we build the first sanctuary, that others will follow and use that as a model for dolphins and other marine mammals that are currently being held.
Will you use social media pressure to encourage SeaWorld to participate in this?
We will not, as the Whale Sanctuary Project, we will not use pressure of any kind.
Okay.
To encourage SeaWorld. We think that there's enough pressure on them already.
I think
that the pressure really is going to come from revenue. I mean, the decisions that they have to make. I mean, they're a company. They're losing money, they will change. And, you know, that's what they do. And so I'm just going to leave it up to them to decide when they want, you know, to make a change.
And I think that's a great thing. We thank you so much. We've been talking with Dr. Lori Marino, and we hope that we can have you back to get an update.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back.